This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
That's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And feel free to get online, because all of a sudden you're waking up this morning at 9 o'clock and two lines are busy at 9 o'clock. Unheard of.
That's great.
Unheard of. So you guys got some issues. We're here to help you. So get online. 860-522-WTIC is the number. And get online and we'll do our best to help you out. But we have some news to talk about there, Dennis, don't we?
We do. There has been another example of PayPal accounts being breached again.
Yes.
But this was not a direct breach of PayPal systems.
No.
What this was somebody who had collected up a bunch of credentials elsewhere.
Of 35,000 folks.
35,000 folks, and they stuffed PayPal with those credentials and got into a bunch of accounts.
Right.
And who knows what they were able to do. They were able to get social security numbers, stuff like that.
Yeah. Tax ID numbers, dates of birth.
Right. Nifty little bits of information that you don't want them to have.
Right.
And it happened because, well, let's see. It happened because people do what? They reuse the same password from one place to another.
Right.
And it's just too easy for them to get into these accounts.
Right. This is not hacking people. This is literally like when I ask you what your password is, to joke on the show. That's all they did was go find out where your password was already exposed.
Right.
To some other website. There's numerous sites that have been breached and that information has been exposed. So if you're using the same password, password one, on all your websites, you're just an accident waiting to happen, man. You don't have assume you don't have a password. You really don't.
Right. Right. You're right. It's as if there is no password.
Yeah. So all we are asking you to do is not do that. Now, you're going to say, geez, there's so many passwords I got to take care of and memorize, yada, yada, yada. Well, there are password managers. I mean, I've talked about Bitwarden in the past as an open source password manager. I'm not going to say I'm going to quote unquote recommend it per se, because it'll get hacked just like LastPass did too, right? Password managers are supposed to make your life a little easier. But the other way to do a password is simply put it on a 3x5 note card.
Right. Yeah, just keep what are the people used to call it, a Rolodex.
Yeah. How hard is that?
Just have a Rolodex of your passwords.
Do you need to instantly be able to figure out how to log into your whatever account? Do you need to do that on the fly? Can you wait a sec? I mean, it's not like you're going to be selling Bitcoin, get into your financial account. Sell, oh my gosh. Come on, guys. Put it down in a card and just do passphrases. Right. Not passwords. Very long, complicated phrases,
Right.
And couple special characters and numbers, and of course you got to add 2FA, a second factor.
Well, that's a big thing here because in this case,
35,000
2FA would have completely blocked these guys.
Right, and 35,000
even having the right password to your PayPal account,
right,
they wouldn't have been able to get in.
Right, even with the fact that you keep using the same one.
Right, so not only are you doing something wrong, you're not putting 2FA, and it's time to get that in place.
It is. So keep that in mind, guys. Let me put the live button here. In other news, this is something that is close to my kids' heart. My kids are gamers too, as you can imagine, and like me, and they play a game called Rocket League.
Rocket League.
Yes, it is crazy. So basically, Rocket League, and this one is the Elite League, is a soccer game that you play with vehicles. So you're driving a car around a soccer field and you're trying to punch the ball into the goal of the other side. It's like 2 or 3 cars on each side of the field. So you're playing with your friends. It's kind of cool. They go crazy. I mean, the games when they're playing online in our house, when they're home off for break through college, you can't sleep. It's so loud and them yelling and screaming and all the fun they're having.
Okay.
So what happened here is an AI bot got involved. So basically, an AI bot got into the Elite League, right? So this is basically you've spent your entire childhood learning how to be the best car driving, soccer ball punching into goal playing player, and you're in Elite League, and then a bot gets in there and just beats the crap out of them. So think of it like IBM when Watson was playing that, is Kasparov or something like
Kasparov.
That? Famous chess player.
Yeah.
Same idea here, except that in this case, the bot just crushed these guys. So what's going on these days is that these AI bots are smarter than you think.
Very.
And they kind of act like human, too. So they almost have some, because they're learning, it's a learning technology, learn some of the things that humans might do that a machine may not do. They look pretty real until they figured out what's going on here. But I'll put the link up here for you if your kids are playing Rocket League and they're getting their butt kicked by a bot, you can point into this report. So it's just, we're all going to get replaced by the bots eventually. So, right? Just
well,
accept it.
Yeah.
The artists are being replaced by bots. I mean, we've had a couple of things like with that.
Right.
Our voices can be completely taken over with like 3 minutes of sound. So we can sound like Morgan, have the bot sound like Morgan Freeman, and you can answer all your questions and solve all your problems.
Whoa.
So what else you got there, Dennis?
Well, we have a bunch of layoffs in the tech world.
Yeah, we do.
Lots and lots and lots.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon has let go of people. Microsoft let go of 10,000 people.
Yeah.
And not to be outdone by anything Microsoft is doing, but Google had to let go of 12,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they always have to do Microsoft one better.
That's true.
And a lot of these are associated with cloud computing.
Right.
Yeah. Now, while we were off the air, you were talking about all the people that were working from home that maybe aren't productive and they're letting them go.
That is an issue.
The other issue is, it's a speculation on my part.
Yeah.
But I think these companies were planning for a certain amount of cloud computing to keep going up.
Right.
You know, they're looking to think ahead for demand.
Right.
And they're seeing, you know, increased demand. But right now, everything is plateaued.
Yeah.
And we're finding companies that used to be in the cloud are getting off the cloud.
To save money.
To save money and for other reasons, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that business doesn't have, it's not increasing the way it did before.
Right.
And the capacity isn't there.
So I guess those guys are going to have to go from being high-tech workers to baristas because, you know, everyone says, you know, get into coding. That's going to solve all your problems of the world. No, it's not. You know, they can do it anywhere. So the comment about the cloud, right? So we have a client that's actually screaming at us about an issue with SharePoint in the cloud.
Right.
They have a Microsoft 365 instance. Client's paying for the instance themselves. And they're screaming about performance issues on the SharePoint cloud, right?
Yeah.
And they're screaming at us. So it's kind of like if you lose power and you call your electrician up and scream at your electrician, hey, how come I lost power? And the electrician's like, power company out the cloud that's connected to your, I can't do anything about that. They're screaming at us about poor performance of the 365 cloud. And they're mad at us that we can't get Microsoft, who doesn't care about anybody. I don't know if you listen to the show. They don't care.
No.
We have been screaming at Microsoft and saying, hey, can you help these guys out? They're having poor compute performance on your crappy cloud.
Uh-huh.
And we're in the middle. So nothing we can do. Microsoft doesn't care. And you can't get your processing done. How might you fix that? Well, with your own server, you get all your own compute.
Yeah.
Right? You're not screaming at somebody in the cloud. You actually have people that can fix it for you.
Right.
So not only is Microsoft 365 expensive, but if you can't get a response to solve an issue like this while you're not able to bring up files quickly and you're yelling at your electrician because you got no power, it's kind of crazy, guys. Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, this is where we're headed, and actually it looks like we may not be fully headed there. The example of people coming off the cloud, I just posted on my LinkedIn recently. What was that company again?
Oh, that was Basecamp.
Basecamp. They realized they were spending gobs of money on the AWS cloud, and they're like, we're done. They're going to save millions by coming off the cloud and doing it themselves.
Yeah, and the story that I read, they even threw some numbers in there to make clear how much the difference is.
Right. And some people think when they put their stuff into the cloud, they're obfuscated from any responsibility. Well, that also is not true. I've given you the story of Elekta, where that software, it's cancer software. The entire Elekta cloud gets ransomed, so folks can't do their cancer work. Their doctors can't cure cancer. And guess what? The cancer doctor's cyber insurance goes through the roof, even though mm-hmm. they didn't do anything.
Right.
The software they chose in the cloud was ransomed, not the right. doctor. And guess who's responsible? You, the doctor. You're the one to put it in the cloud.
Right.
It's the patient's the one impacted.
So the liability ends up with you, even though you have no control over
right.
the object.
Right. So you got compute issues, performance issues, who are you going to call issues, accountability issues. So here it went with Tab. We'll go both ways, right? But whatever you want to do, right? We've got right. we get paid putting people in the cloud. We get paid taking people out of the cloud, back and forth. Happy to do it. But when it goes into the cloud, don't be screaming at us.
There are cases where a cloud instance makes sense.
Yes.
But you know, you have to weigh it, and especially in the case of Basecamp, they literally weighed it and they said, "Nope, we're building our own iron."
Right, and with all these layoffs going on. And you know, obviously, there's an issue here that we're seeing now. For us, that might mean more geeks locally to help us. Maybe we hope this doesn't continue, and we always hope these folks get their jobs. There's tons of IT jobs, so don't worry, they're going to be fine. They're not going to be serving coffee like a barista or anything like that. They'll be fine. Unless they're true. Poor performers. If they're poor performers, they may be punted.
There is that possibility.
Yeah. So nobody's shedding a tear for the IT guys. But it is out there and it is a big thing. So we got two lines open for you, 860-522-9842 or WTIC. That is the number. Get online. We're here till 11 o'clock and we'll post everything we can. We're also over on the old Facebooks here. If you want to watch Dennis and I on our Facebook Live broadcast, you can feel free to post questions out there. We'll try to get to them. I'm having an issue getting to the Facebook instance here, but that's my problem, not yours. Mike G will post everything to our Twitter account and it will get to your newsfeed. Isn't that nice? That's kind of news and new and refreshing. It'll get right to your newsfeed. No blocking, no shadow banning, none of that stuff. And he's also posting on our Facebook page where you might get it in your newsfeed if Zuckerberg deems it worthy and you're not in Australia. We'll be right back. Well, that'll wake you up. Good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And let's get on the phone and help you guys out with your computer problems, questions, and concerns on this shiny new phone system here at WTIC. And see if it works for me. Let's go on to Dennis in Glastonbury. What's happening, Dennis?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
The reason I'm calling is I rent an apartment in a three-family house.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always in the past, my landlord lets me log into his router so okay. I can get the internet.
Nice.
Well, just the other day, he bought a new router
yeah.
and a new modem, and he gave me the password for that, and I can log in, and it shows that I have Wi-Fi, but then I get an error on all my equipment or my phone, my smart TV and all that it says no internet connection, and yet it works fine for him,
mm-hmm.
and it works fine for another tenant in the house.
Okay.
But I get that error all the time.
So it's you.
Yeah, it's something with me, but I don't know what. Because before before this, with this old router, I never had any problems at all.
Yeah. How old's your Wi-Fi equipment? How old are the devices you're trying to connect to? Are you connecting to, well, first, number one, do you know if you're connecting to the 2.4 gigahertz or 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi?
Do you know? I have no idea.
Okay, that's fine. Oh. How old, like, how old is your computer? Is it super old?
No, the laptop. I use a laptop. No, it's maybe 3 years old, four at the most.
Oh, that's not the issue.
And my smart TV is pretty old, but it's a Vizio, and it's always been not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Alexa doesn't work anymore now because of this.
Right.
And of course, my phone.
Yeah, everything's not working for you.
Right. I have no internet at all. Right. Exactly.
How far away are you from this router?
Not far at all. You know, it's a three-family house, but he lives, he lives in the house, and I've never had a problem before,
If we had a nickel for every time someone said that.
Yeah, it always used to work. We always hear that.
So, well, it did.
All of a sudden,
I know. We get it.
We know. So you can see the actual SSID, right? You can see his Wi-Fi SSID.
I guess, I can't. I'm not looking there. Not right now, I can't. But
no, right. But when you connect it up, I mean, it's Bob's Wi-Fi. You're sure you're connecting to his?
Yes. Oh, yeah, without a doubt,
Okay.
Well, he came over last night and tried to help me, and, he still did. And he rebooted his router.
Always good to start there.
Yeah, he did that last night, and it seemed to be okay for a second after that, and then, boom, back to the same thing again.
I wonder if there's some kind of a DNS issue going on here.
Right, like there's not enough IP addresses?
That, or maybe he has a static DNS in some of these devices that is just not working through the new router.
Oh, I see what you're saying. He's connected, no internet, but there's a DNS. Okay, hit
right.
On,
in other
on
words,
Dennis's
he's
side.
Got a local IP address, and he's on the local network.
Right.
But because the DNS settings are incorrect... Yeah. It doesn't know how to find anything on the internet.
That does make some sense. So, but all of them are configured that way.
I'm thinking, why would somebody put static DNS in so many different devices? I don't think he did that.
So even your cell phone doesn't work.
Are you
talking
about me?
Yeah, we're talking about you. What do you think we're talking about?
No, I didn't do that. I don't even.
No. I don't think people do. That's why I'm just kind of.
This is trying to figure this out. And this is the same thing for your cell phone, your smart TV, and your computer. All right, you've got us puzzled. We're coming to the bottom of the hour. You've stumped the chumps, as it were. Steal it from the car guys. Hang on for a second, okay? Through the news. We're going to see if we can figure out why this could be happening. And so if you're going to hang on with us there, Dennis, and we'll see if we can get to the bottom of it, okay?
All right, great. Thank you.
You got it. That's an odd one. Put him on hold. I don't want to lose him. All right, he's still there. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We'll see if we can fix Dennis's issue. Two lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. Dennis and I are here live until 11 o'clock. So get online. And if you think you have an answer, feel free to tell us on the old Facebooks or email us at gethelp@tabinc.com. Why can't Dennis get internet? We'll be right back.
When can I retire? What do I do with my money? Hi, I'm Diane
All right, we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and we're doing our best here to help Dennis on the line. And Dennis, you say you can't get any of your devices.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is to connect to the internet, right?
That's correct, yes.
All right, so we're going to believe that premise. We're starting there. We're believing you, okay?
That's true.
I know you say it is. We do believe you, but I'm just saying we're believing you because the oddity of this is kind of weird, right? So we could see one device, maybe two, but all of your devices on this new SSID. Now, did your landlord change the SSID from what the old one was?
I'm not sure what that is.
So when you connect, so the SSID is the
network name?
Right.
The wireless network name.
Of what you're connecting to.
Okay.
So, like, you know, I like to set up SSIDs of FBI van 742. All right. So
I see that. You mean the name I see when I try to connect?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Is it
okay? It's different now. Yeah. It used to be something else. Now it's just Linksys something. Linksys with a number.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And you're certain that that's his?
Positive. Yeah.
Okay.
What he tells me, and he was over last night. Yeah, that's definitely his. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the weird thing that we are having a hard time with is the fact that you're saying all your devices, because if it's a DHCP issue, like sometimes what happens with SSIDs like that or networks is they have a limited number of IP addresses that they can hand out to the devices. And one of our assumptions was, okay, maybe the IP address scheme is full. He's limited the amount of devices to 50, and he filled them all up with the two people, and you guys happened to be the last ones in line.
Right.
But then you told us he rebooted it.
Right? He did, yeah.
Yeah, and so that would just reassign everything. So
yeah, everyone would get a new lease.
Oh.
However, okay. I would still have you check. So I would tell you to tell him to make sure his DHCP settings allow for more than, you know, a small amount of devices. If he's limiting the amount of devices, somehow you could be just unlucky.
I see. Okay.
Although it still seems far-fetched to me. So your smartphone, right? Your smartphone connects to Wi-Fi. You can go to Home Depot and get on the Wi-Fi there, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But you can't get on this guy's Wi-Fi.
Well, no, I can get on the Wi-Fi. It looks
no internet.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So that might be back to limiting the device. Why would that be the case? I was getting connected. So, can we do maybe an IP config and see what he has for DNS? You want to try that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you at a computer, Dennis?
No, I'm not. I'm in my car. But if you tell me what to do, I can ask him to do that.
Well, yes, you're going to tell him to double-check his settings on his DHCP to make sure there's no limits to the amount of devices he's allowing.
Right. He's going to want to have like 100 or 150 devices allowed or more.
If it's true that you're connecting, he should see your smartphone on his network. He should be able to bring up the Linksys map and see Dennis's smartphone. Now, the hard part is, depending on how you named your phone, he may not know what it is.
Right. He would have to have the MAC address for it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, with a smartphone, it won't show the physical MAC address.
Yeah.
Because smartphones now generate one of their own for each network that they attach to.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's for privacy.
All right.
And it's actually a good thing.
Yeah.
In most cases. In some cases, it gets in the way of stuff.
Well, in this case, Dennis is completely having an issue. So you're connected, but no internet. Why would that be? We don't understand why this is the case, other than there's a limit on his side for you in some way.
Right. The whole problem of selectivity just doesn't make sense.
Ask him also to make sure he's broadcasting in 2.4 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz. All right.
2.4 and 5?
Yeah, make sure he set up both networks identically. And basically, he could also name them separately so you know which one you're connected to, which can be handy, guys. So if he should have a name for the 5G version of the SSID and the 2.4G version. And he may even have a 6G version, too, which would be a new flavor.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Well, he showed me the instructions that came with the router, the Linksys router.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he followed those, and it did mention just Linksys and then the password, right?
Right.
But when I plug that in and I look, I do see a Linksys 5G option as well.
Ah, okay. Have you
regular
tried that?
Linksys, and I think I tried it last night, but I think it did the same thing. But I could try that again.
Yeah.
But it would be the same password, I believe.
It doesn't have to be. Believe it or not, he could have used a different one. But you're getting connected. It's something on his firewall that is stopping you, either a quantity or a something.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so stupid.
Definitely, you have to, for this problem, you're going to have to start with the firewall.
Right.
Number one, you're going to have to make sure it can dish out enough IP addresses in the DHCP settings.
Right.
Number two, you want to go into the list of devices and make sure that it's actually your devices that are connected.
Right.
I talked about MAC addresses, but if you've got like a laptop that you're connecting, the host name of that laptop should show up in his list on the router.
Do you know how to find your host name on your laptop?
No, not really.
Aha, very easy. You open up a command prompt, and the way to do that is to click start and then type the letters CMD, that's Charlie Mary Delta, and then enter. Yeah. And then inside that black box, you're going to type the word host name, all one word, and then hit enter. And it will return nothing but the host name of the computer.
So that's your computer. And then what you want to do is go to your buddy's house there, or go to your buddy's apartment and say, okay, do you see my computer? If you do, have him click on it and see if there's any kind of restriction or something that's going on here. Or if he doesn't see your computer, then I'm going to say, Dennis, you're not connecting to his his device. You could be connecting to the guy across the street.
Well, I guess so. But No, but the password worked, though.
I hear.
Password that he gave me worked.
If the credentials pass, then it's connected through the device.
This is where we come back to the beginning of our statement. We believe you, Dennis, but we just don't understand. This doesn't make any logical sense right now as to why all your devices won't work. See if you show up in the network, and then of course if he has a limit to how many devices he can have.
Where would he see it on his network though?
In the Linksys device. The Linksys device has it'll show a network. It'll show a connected devices network, kind of a graphical depiction of what's connected to the firewall. And you should see whatever your host name is listed there. It'll actually show you
See it or he should see it?
Well, he should see it. I mean, if you're over there with him, you'll both see it.
I see. Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Something weird going on, Dennis.
Yeah. Very weird. I know there is. Now, another question real quick. Before I moved to where I live now, I own my house, and I had a router there that I used.
All right, yeah.
And I still had that old router.
Where are you going with this, Dennis? Where are you going with this?
What if I connect that up and log in to see if I can log into that?
All right, router. So stop yourself right there.
Okay.
All right, so what might happen if you connect a router that it has no internet? You'll connect to it, and guess what? You'll have the same exact problem.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You're going to be connected, but nobody's giving you internet service.
And not only that, you'll cause havoc because that router will be giving out IP addresses to other wired devices on the network.
Thank God I called you guys. I was going to try that this afternoon.
That would have been you would have been saying to yourself, "Man, why is this not working?" Because that would not have worked. Would not have helped you at all. So it's on his side. I don't think it's you. I think it's him. Some restriction, some sort of setting, but I don't think we solved it for you, but we gave you some things to try.
No, I think between me and him, we'll figure this one out.
I don't know. That last idea, I don't know. Maybe not.
No, I'm going to get rid of that router this afternoon. Now.
Yeah, there's no use for it unless you have your own internet service. Then you could keep it.
No, I don't know.
No. All right, Dennis.
I cut the cable a few years ago. Thanks to you guys, because I called you back then.
Yeah.
How to do that, and I did it, and it's great. I'm saving $190 a month on that garbage.
Yeah, and now you're saving even more money with your landlord giving you his internet service.
Well, I know that. Yeah.
That's great.
I hope he's not listening, because he might raise my rent when he hears that.
Yeah. All right, Dennis.
Anyway. All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome, sir.
Yeah. All right.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break, get to more of your calls. Feel free to get online. All right, we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And on the line we have Shayna from Hartford, who's been waiting patiently. You there, Shayna?
I am here, and good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have two questions. One is four parts, and the other is if you could just help me with it.
Yep.
Background, purchased a Lenovo IdeaPad in 2019. Seems to have been going fine, and over the past year, it started slowing down way too much.
Mm.
Took it to whom I thought was a great computer geek friend.
Mm, yeah.
And now my new issues have unfolded. Somehow he felt it was a good idea to remove the Chrome I was working with, and now I have Edge, and I am at a loss, can't do anything.
Hmm.
So what my call to you,
why would he remove something that you're using? I don't even understand the reason.
I don't either, and here I am trying to figure it out. So still love him, great guy, does great work, but it's what I ended up with, and here we are. So, and it was very reasonably priced. I just can't work with it. So,
that's a good deal.
Yeah, exactly. So I have Edge, but I like Chrome. And the whole issue is I need to be able to download Zoom. And that's what I've been having a problem with all morning.
You can't download Zoom anymore with Edge.
Correct. All right. At least I'm not doing it the right way.
Well, let's get you Chrome back.
Well, yeah. There's a way to get Chrome back, and it's very simple. You go to google.com/Chrome.
I'm listening, and I swear my face is turned up because I swear I did that. /Chrome. I'm still listening.
All right.
All right. And let that page load, and there will be a download link on there, and you can install it.
Yeah, that wasn't working yesterday. And so when you say go to google.com/Chrome,
yes.
I'm doing that through the URL bar
yes.
via Edge.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that didn't work yesterday. I got the blue download box.
Yeah, download Chrome.
It really didn't download. Yeah, it didn't really work.
Well, the problem is you probably don't know where it went.
Right.
So sometimes these things.
Well, there's that.
In the old days when we were doing bulletin board systems, it was a big thing to watch your download. It would be tick, 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 tick. It would just go along. You watch your download. Here, it goes so fast because you probably have pretty good internet. And the bottom left-hand corner of the screen is probably where the download happened.
On Edge, it's actually near the upper right.
Figures. I don't use it.
Well, then to that extent, I am in the drop-down bar of the URL. Right. And it says my options for google.com/Chrome is either Bing search or download or 2022. Am I clicking on the download?
Yes, you're going to click on the downloads.
Okay. And then let's see. google.com/Chrome download. Try now, or do I go to the option that says Google Chrome browser download Google Chrome?
Yeah. All right. You know I'm not sure what you're looking at there.
Well, after I hit, go ahead.
Well, you clicked on download Chrome, right?
The blue box.
Or the blue oval.
Hold on, I'll go back. Remember I was reading to you where it said Google Chrome Bing search?
Yeah.
Type it again.
Well, it's a Bing search, yeah. But you have to hit enter.
That was the first option.
Did you hit enter?
I'm almost positive I did. So hold on, I'm going to go back and start it again.
Because we want you to actually go there.
Yeah, Chrome. I didn't hit that. Chrome. I'm typing it. I hit that. Where's the word? Okay, here's Chrome. All right, there's no place like Chrome comes up. And it says download Chrome in the little blue circle, oblong circle, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I clicked that. I swear I did this yesterday.
So what happens is it happens probably so fast that you're not sure where it ended up.
Well, because it says Chrome setup. The number 3 is in parentheses.
You're going to want to run that.
So Shannon, that little 3.
That means you've already that's your fourth download.
Right.
Because it downloaded it once without a number, and then it went 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. So now click on any one of those 3, and it'll run. It'll install.
Yeah, but where will I find it? Because right now, the Seymour. Hold on. What does that do for me? Seymour. Oh, it might be a lot of them in there.
So where do you find it? When you click and run it.
Well, on the first one. Yep. The first one, the Chrome setup, the one that says 1.
Okay.
All right. That's fine.
It says open file.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're going to open it.
All right. So I get the Microsoft notebook thing, and it says for security and performance, this mode of Windows only runs Microsoft verified apps.
Oh, he didn't do
that. I have the option of copy the clipboard. Yeah. Or close.
This is it's
called S mode.
S mode of your operating system.
Yes, hold on. Yes.
Oh, Shayna. So Microsoft is saying no Chrome for you.
Chrome for you.
Exactly.
No. Yes. I don't like that though.
No. But that's the mode your operating system is in. So we need to take it out of S mode.
Yeah, we can. We're gonna post a link about how to do that.
Yeah, because you're gonna have to read the
take out of S mode.
This is the secure mode.
Now, do you have Windows 11 or Windows 10?
10. That's what he loaded.
Okay.
Wait a minute. He loaded this for you?
That's what I'm believing, because in all honesty, I don't believe I had Windows 10
before. Did he wipe and reload the whole thing, Shayna?
I do believe so.
All right. So then the other question is, did he charge you for an operating system? That would be a couple $100 for the operating system, but you said it was inexpensive.
Yeah, I don't believe so.
Mm-hmm. So you may not have a legal copy of the operating system, number one. You got to ask him why he loaded the secure mode, because that's the flavor he loaded and kind of locks you out of the ability to do anything.
Yeah, and if you start with a Windows 10 computer, let's say you go to factory reset and you're reloading Windows, it's not going to take a Windows 10 version that isn't in S mode and then load it up with S mode.
Right. He loaded that on
purpose. That tells me that he ran his own dedicated installer
right,
that installs S mode.
So the operating system may or may not be yours. You may, sometimes we find IT people, we have an issue right now with a client. This is a very, very large client, over 300 systems, and the software that their former MSP supposedly licensed to them didn't seem to be licensed to them. Charged them $39,000 for the software, but didn't actually license it to them from what we can tell. So what's happened here is this: your friend loaded somebody's copy of Windows S mode, is what we're, what I'm assuming, and that's why you can't do anything now. And we need to show you how to get it out of S mode. But you want to also ask him or her: is this a? Do I own this copy? Is this a legal copy of operating system that you put on here? Because you just can't slap software on people's systems, guys. Microsoft frowns on that.
And
we're not the software police, but you know they are due their money for the tools that they're offering.
Understood.
Yeah.
So regardless of the answer from him, and I will ask, I'm going to go and find out how to take out the S mode.
Correct.
And then by me looking on, and where am I going to look that up? On Computer Talk With.
Yep. You almost had it. ComputerTalkWithTab.com.
Oh, no, I was going to say it.
I knew you were. I knew you were.
ComputerTalkWithTab.com. So after I find out how to remove it.
Yep.
Then what do I do?
Then you're going to go back and click on one of the four copies of Chrome.exe you downloaded, or download it again if you like.
Well, yeah, just open up File Explorer and click on Downloads on the left side, and just run any one of those installers.
And it won't, it shouldn't block you. Because
and does that mean that I will still have the legal slash illegal copy?
You still have the illegal copy, legal slash illegal copy of the operating system, yes, but you've told it that you want to be the controller of its destiny. You want to load whatever software you want. You don't want to have it locked down to Microsoft stuff. So yes, that'll still be there. That's where I get it. Then the second call is, hey, what did you load on my system? Is this my copy of Windows? Why was it loaded in S mode? Why did I have to call Ding Dongs on the radio on Saturday to get it fixed?
Oh, no, and that's where I am right now. It's like, oh, man, because in that Zoom, I have two Zoom meetings coming up, and I couldn't
And
do
that would be why you couldn't install Zoom either.
Because they only want you to use Teams, probably.
Well, what S-Mode is it keeps you inside the Microsoft Store.
Right, period. All you can use is those
tools. And I don't think Zoom is a Microsoft Store app.
Right.
No, I
and neither is Chrome.
Really? Even though that's what they recommend, and I think I saw.
Well, Zoom says use Chrome. It's fine, but the problem is Microsoft is saying you must use all of our stuff. Period, because you're in S mode, and that's what you wanted, but you didn't want.
Didn't. I mean, I don't mind, and the whole gist of it was because it was so slow. Probably had viruses and all kinds of things. Yeah. It's only 3 years old, and you know, I'm trying to help folks out, and
didn't
help at all.
Oh, he helped
and
you
I
out.
I didn't
want
to get another one. Well, again, the price was reasonable, and I do like this Lenovo. The size, the style is just working really fine for me.
Yeah,
it just slowed down, and so that leads now to the next question, and that is, if I get a new laptop, because this one has just caused me grief and it'll make me uncomfortable what was just done to it.
Mm.
There are factory things that they put behind the manufacturer.
Right.
Put behind
Shana, we're coming up against a hard break. Before you ask that question, can I put you on hold again?
Sure, go right ahead. Thank you.
We'll get that going with you. So a hard break here at the top of the hour, so stick around. You got the news coming up, and then we'll get back to your calls. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.